This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
In today's digital world, security is everything. But who's protecting your business from cyber threats? At MyTech1, we specialize in cutting-edge cybersecurity and managed services that keep you safe, secure, and operational 24/7. Visit MyTech1, MyTechOne.com or call 1-844-MyTech1. That's 844-648-3241. Your trusted partner in cybersecurity.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. And I'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of the top leaders right here in the South Florida community. Well, as you know, audience, this is the fourth Saturday of the month where I will have on my good friend Tasha B. And she is the host of Ladies Talk Cyber, featuring topics on innovation and solutions for business and everyday life.
Ladies Talk Cyber with your host, Tasha B., powered by South Florida Community Roundup Show.
Hey, everyone. I'm Tasha B. Welcome back to another episode of Ladies Talk Cyber, where we decode the pendulum of tech and life. We are doing some things a little different today, where I have my co-host and guest, Saiba, alongside me.
Hi, Tasha. Thank you for having me as part of your show. I'm excited about our topic today. It's about a game changer in tech, artificial intelligence, or AI.
Yes, it's the latest crave buzzword. Everyone is speaking, talking, learning, or discussing AI.
So in this episode, it's all about you, your work, your life, and how AI is showing up in both. Think of this as your guide to understanding where AI is taking us, what the job market will look like, and how we can prep for the future.
Ooh, now this is intriguing.
And if you're thinking, wait, AI sounds scary or too complicated? Don't worry, we've got your back. This is going to be fun, simple, and packed with insights.
Whew, you almost had me there. Okay, so topic one. Where do we see AI taking us in the workforce?
All right, let's dive in. So that's a big question to start us off. Where do we see AI taking us in the workforce?
Yes, you know we have to ask the real questions to get the true answer.
Ooh, where don't we see it going? AI is already integrated into so many industries, it's hard to keep up. Healthcare has AI diagnosis tools, retail uses AI for predictive shopping, and let's not forget everyone's favorite, AI chat assistants.
Right. Whether it's Siri ordering your coffee or a chatbot scheduling doctor appointments, AI is making life smoother and work more efficient.
I mean, think about it. AI isn't just being used for low-level tasks. For example, companies are leveraging AI for big-picture strategic decisions. Financial firms are using AI to analyze markets. Scientists are using AI for new drug discovery.
True, but here's where the conversation gets tricky. A lot of people are worried, will AI replace me at work? And it's not an unfair question. Reports show that up to 25% of certain jobs might become automated in the near future.
Right. But here's the key. We're not talking about machines taking over. It's more like machines becoming amazing assistants. They'll automate repetitive tasks, leaving humans to focus on creativity, leadership, and other skills no machine can replicate. And businesses are catching on to this partnership idea. A report I recently read said most companies plan to augment their staff with AI, not replace them. So the question isn't, will AI take jobs? It's, how will AI change jobs?
Which is the perfect segue to our next topic. What will jobs actually look like in this AI-driven workforce?
All right, so what will jobs really look like as AI becomes mainstream? I'll start. You know what comes to mind? Those hybrid roles we hear so much about?
Absolutely. Think of roles like AI specialists, data analysts, or automation consultants. But even outside of tech, traditional roles will evolve. Let's look at marketing, for example. A marketer 10 years ago was going off intuition and gut. Today, they're using AI to predict trends, personalized customer experiences, and build campaigns at scale.
Such a good example. And let's not forget teaching. AI tools will let teachers tailor lessons to each student's learning style. It's like a teacher gets their own personalized assistant to ensure no one falls behind. Game-changing stuff.
But with these new opportunities also comes the need for upskilling. Like if you're a graphic designer, you might want to learn how to use AI-powered design tools. Or if you're in HR, understanding AI-powered recruitment software could be the new norm.
Exactly. It's less about being replaced and more about adapting. Humans will always bring the essential ingredient, creativity, judgment, and empathy. Oh, and can we talk about the rise of AI ethics jobs? This is going to be huge. Companies are hiring people to ensure AI is used responsibly. Like, are the algorithms fair? Are they biased? That's a very human touch no machine can master.
I love that you mentioned ethics. It's such an underrated area of focus when people talk about AI. And speaking of focus, let's zoom in on the near future now. What's coming up in the next 1 to 3 years for AI?
All right, so let's give our listeners a roadmap. What do we see happening with AI in the short term, say the next 1 to 3 years? I would say it's going to become so much more embedded in our day-to-day lives. Smart home systems, for instance, it's not just turn on the lights anymore. We're talking fridges recommending grocery lists based on what's about to expire.
Oh, I love that example. And in the workplace, we're going to see tools like Microsoft Copilot and Google Duet get refined and actually indispensable. We're talking about AI tools that handle emails, summarize meetings, and even draft documents. Imagine how much time that saves.
So true. And I think we'll also see a surge in AI use in industries like transportation and healthcare. Driverless cars might not dominate the streets yet, but we'll likely see expanded use in freight and delivery. And healthcare is already seeing breakthroughs with AI diagnosing diseases earlier based on predictive models. It makes you wonder what's not going to be touched by AI.
But let's also talk about the challenges. As AI grows, so will concerns around privacy, security, and regulation. I was reading that governments are scrambling to figure out rules of the road for AI. Just like GDPR changed how we handle online data, we're due for some big changes in AI ethics.
Totally. Regulation is going to be huge, and companies will need to find a balance between innovation and responsibility. Ultimately, the next 1 to 3 years will set the foundation for longer-term AI development.
All right, so let's get a little data-driven for a moment and talk about the numbers behind AI's growth. Because honestly, it's one thing to say AI is taking over the world. It's another to see the stats that show where and how fast it's happening.
Yes, and the numbers are mind-blowing. For starters, according to recent reports, the global AI market is projected to grow to over $1.8 trillion by 2030. That's huge! And industries across the board are gearing up to invest heavily in AI tools, automation, and innovation.
Just to put that into perspective, AI adoption is estimated to grow by 35% annually over the next 5 years. That means even industries that were slower to adopt tech, like construction or agriculture, are jumping on the bandwagon.
So which industries are expected to embrace AI the most? Let's highlight a few leaders. Healthcare is a big one, right? This field is predicted to grow with AI faster than almost any other. Think AI for diagnostics, robotic surgeries, personalized medicine. It's all happening.
Totally. And we're talking real numbers here. AI in healthcare alone is estimated to save the industry over $150 billion annually by 2026 by reducing errors, improving efficiency, and cutting costs. Plus, with AI-powered drug discovery, life-saving medications are expected to hit the market faster than we've ever seen before.
But it's not just healthcare. Another big player, retail. This industry is booming with AI, especially with things like inventory optimization, personalized shopping recommendations, and even cashierless stores. I read that AI in retail could increase profits by 40% because of how it automates and personalizes customer experiences.
Oh, completely. And here's a fun stat for you. By 2025, it's expected that 80% of all customer interactions globally will be handled by AI, whether it's chatbots, virtual assistants, or automated support. That's wild to think about.
Another major industry is finance. AI is reshaping how we deal with money through fraud detection, robo-advisors, and even automating loan approvals. The fintech industry is already on fire with AI.
And let's not forget manufacturing. Factories are going to look a lot different with AI driving precision robotics and predictive maintenance. Did you know that smart manufacturing with AI is expected to hit a market size of over $300 billion in the next 5 years?
That's huge. And what's amazing is it's not just automating tasks. It's preventing downtime, optimizing energy use, and even creating safer environments for workers.
You brought up agriculture earlier, too, and I think that's worth expanding on. Farmers are increasingly using AI for precision farming, like monitoring soil conditions, optimizing irrigation, and even using autonomous tractors. It's projected to help double food production to meet growing global demand.
And of course, there's entertainment and media. AI is already massive here, with generative AI tools creating music, scripts, and even movie visual effects. AI-driven personalization, like how Netflix or Spotify suggests content, is expected to keep growing in sophistication.
You know what's cool about that, though? It's not just about creating entertainment. AI might even help preserve culture, like old films being restored or music being composed based on patterns from now deceased composers.
Amazing, right? So in summary, industries like healthcare, retail, manufacturing, finance, agriculture, and entertainment are the big players embracing AI. These are areas where we'll see massive advancements in efficiency, profits, and innovation.
Okay, so what does this mean for us, for everyday people? The industries adopting AI quickly are also the industries reshaping our everyday lives. It might influence how we shop, what we eat, and how we seek healthcare.
Exactly. And here's the kicker. Industries that integrate AI the most are also the ones creating those new career opportunities we talked about earlier. So keeping an eye on these stats can tell us both where the innovation will be and where the jobs will follow.
So listeners, think about this. What does the internet did for us in the 2000s? AI is doing for us now, but on an even bigger scale. These stats are just a sneak peek at how industries are transforming, and it's happening fast.
As always, we'd love to hear your take on this. Which industries do you think will benefit most from AI? And which ones are you excited or worried about? Hit us up on social media and let's keep the conversation going. All right, so we know AI is here to stay. Question is, how do we get ready for it? First off, education. You don't need to be an AI specialist, but understanding the basics is vital. Take online courses, read a few articles, or even just play around with free AI tools like ChatGPT, DALL-E, and others. And on top of that, embrace a growth mindset. Jobs are changing fast, so being adaptable and willing to learn new skills is key. Remember, no skill is too small to put on your radar. And don't sleep on your soft skills. Companies will always need people who can lead, collaborate, and think creatively. Those qualities are priceless. AI can't replicate them. Also, start thinking about how you can integrate AI into your own life. It might sound small, but using things like budgeting apps or healthy habit trackers can make a massive difference in efficiency.
So let's talk about the real future, our kids and AI. As they become adults, what do you project their worlds to look like?
Now this is a big one. The future of our kids and AI. What kind of world will they inherit? Well, if we think about the pace of AI innovation right now, their adult lives could look remarkably different from anything we've experienced.
Totally. By the time today's kids are adults, AI will probably be woven into everything. They'll grow up in a world where AI isn't just an add-on. It's the foundation for how life works. Think about their workplaces, fully digitized, hyper-efficient, and likely powered by advanced autonomous systems.
Absolutely. And the kinds of jobs they'll have, many don't even exist yet. Just like nobody 20 years ago thought that social media manager would be a career, today we can't even predict all of the future AI-related roles. They'll probably work alongside AI robots or systems designed to handle specialized tasks, while humans focus on creativity, strategy, and building relationships.
Exactly. And look, their education will be completely different too. AI-powered tools will personalize learning to fit each student's pace and style. No more one size fits all. Imagine your kids being able to learn languages faster, explore virtual reality history lessons, or even have AI tutors that cater specifically to them.
It's exciting, but it comes with big challenges too. They'll need to learn how to navigate an AI-driven world responsibly. Deepfake videos, misinformation, cyber threats, these will be part of everyday life. Teaching them critical thinking, ethics, and how to analyze information will be so important. As parents and educators, we'll also need to expose them to tech early, but deliberately. It's not about handing over a screen and saying, "Figure it out." It's about encouraging curiosity while reminding them that machines are there to help us, not define us. And here's something deep to think about. The concept of success might change for them. In a world where technology takes care of so many tasks, success might shift from "what job do you do?" to "how are you contributing to humanity?" That's a mindset we should start teaching now.
Oh, that's such a good point. Their world might value skills like empathy, creativity, and collaboration even more than ours does now, because those are the things technology can't replicate, at least not in the same deeply human way.
So to wrap it up, the world our kids are heading into will be one where AI is everywhere, at work, at home, in learning, and even in relationships. The key is making sure they grow up confident, adaptable, and aware. They'll need to embrace technology, sure, but also understand the value of being human in a tech-driven world.
Well said. It's a future full of possibility, but it's up to us now to prepare them for all the opportunities and challenges they'll face out there. Let's teach them to lead in this AI-powered future, not just follow.
Right. The future is bright if we plant those seeds now. But you know what? I'd love to hear what our listeners think about this one. Are there any parents out there wondering how to prepare their kids for the future of AI? Send us your questions. We'd love to discuss them in a future episode. One last thing, though. Watch your balance. AI is an amazing tool, but it's just that, a tool. Don't let it overwhelm your life. Set boundaries with tech when you need to disconnect.
Definitely. Balance is the secret ingredient in this AI-powered recipe for life. All right, folks, let's shift gears and talk about something super important that doesn't quite get enough attention: AI and cybersecurity. With AI being so integrated into our world, cybersecurity has to be part of the conversation.
Oh, yeah. As we bring more AI into our lives, we're also creating new doors for cyber threats to walk through. Let's face it, it's not just the good guys who see AI's potential. Hackers and cyber criminals see it too. So, what exactly should we all be on the lookout for?
Good starting point. Here's one thing. AI-powered cyber attacks are on the rise. Hackers can use AI to troll through millions of passwords in seconds or even launch highly targeted phishing campaigns that feel completely real. Imagine receiving an email that looks exactly like it's from your boss, but really it's AI-driven fraud.
That's such a good point. And those phishing scams, AI models can draft them so convincingly that they can fool even the most tech-savvy people. It's not always obvious. We're seeing more and more deepfake technology come into play too, where scammers use AI to fake someone's voice or a video to trick you.
Yes, deepfakes are wild. I mean, think about it. AI can now generate fully realistic videos of people saying things they never said. Scammers could use that to fake customer service calls, impersonate business leaders, or even manipulate public opinion.
Exactly. The danger isn't just in fooling individuals, it's in eroding trust. If we can no longer trust voices, videos, or emails, it's going to make navigating the digital world that much harder.
Agreed. Another area to watch is AI-integrated smart devices, especially in our homes. A compromised smart home system could mean hackers gain control of cameras, alarms, and even your door locks. The more connected your devices are, the more precautions you need to take.
So true. And it's not just homes. Businesses are at risk too, with companies relying on AI for things like customer interaction and supply chain monitoring. A cyber attack on their systems could disrupt entire industries.
Which brings up another interesting challenge: bad actors using AI to learn how a company's cybersecurity systems work and then outsmart them. AI versus AI in cybersecurity is the next great tech battle.
So what can people do to protect themselves as AI gets bigger in this space? What would you recommend to listeners right now?
First, always be skeptical. Don't click on links in unsolicited emails or give out personal information over the phone, especially if something feels even a little off. Second, protect your passwords with tools like password managers and enable two-factor authentication everywhere you can.
And don't forget about updating your systems. Software updates often patch security holes that hackers exploit. I know we're all guilty of ignoring those Update Now notifications, but seriously, just do it. Oh, and AI-specific tools are on the rise too. There are now AI-based platforms to monitor and detect cyber threats in real time. Businesses in particular should look into integrating these tools as part of their cybersecurity plans. And finally, educate yourself. Cybersecurity isn't a set it and forget it thing. Staying informed about the latest scams and vulnerabilities is one of the best ways to protect yourself.
So, what's the big takeaway here? AI is a double-edged sword in cybersecurity. It can protect us, but it can also be used against us. The key is to stay vigilant and proactive.
Absolutely. Whether it's recognizing scams, securing your devices, or keeping an eye on emerging threats, we've all got a role to play in staying safe in this AI-powered world.
And as always, we'd love to hear from you. How are you staying secure online? Got tips, challenges, or stories to share? Hit us up on social media or send us a message so we can keep the conversation going.
Exactly. The key is staying informed, adaptable, and ready to grow. Think of this as the start of an ongoing conversation, one where we all get a say in how AI shapes our future.
And remember, the future isn't written yet. We're shaping it every day. So what steps will you take to get ahead?
Let us know. Hit us up on social media at Ladies Talk Cyber with your thoughts, questions, or topic suggestions.
Thank you, Saiba, for being on our show. Oh, and for our listeners, did I tell you that Saiba is an AI-powered host? Isn't she great? Great weekend all, and see you next time on the South Florida Community Roundup Show.
At LadiesTalkCyber.com, we're more than a platform. We're a movement where women in tech rise, lead, and support one another. Connect in the Ladies Lounge, your space for bold ideas and real talk. Need balance? The Parents Corner has your back. Unlock exclusive perks with our powerful membership program. And meet Saiba, your always-on digital bestie. Join the sisterhood shaping the future at LadiesTalkCyber.com.
This podcast was powered by Intellex and by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled D-A-V-I-D. N-R-E-E-C-E at email.com. See you next time. And I've been taking care of business every
day. Taking care of business everywhere. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.